You're listening to KXT 91.7. My name's Joe Cozera. Our guests in studio today have a very, very different sound than other music that comes our way here at KXT. It may be safe to say they don't even sound like they're from here. As many groups are shifting towards a folk feel or roots rock, our guests today make no qualms about a sound reminiscent of early Duran Duran, Depeche Mode, The Cure, Erasure. Their debut album, Movements, received lots of airplay on college radio, commercial radio, and now here on KXT, and sold tens of thousands of copies. They independently released their second full-length LP, Down Like Anyone, a couple years ago. And 1 year ago, to the dismay of many, many followers, they announced a breakup of the band and played a final show at the Granada in Dallas, but they're reuniting for a show July 3rd at Elgin Robertson Park in Rowlett for Q-Fest, where they'll be playing with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. They're also together today here in the studio with us to play a few songs. We're very glad to welcome Fort Worth's Black Tie Dynasty to KXT. Welcome, Black
Thank
Tie
you.
Dynasty.
Thank you. Hello. Thanks for having us.
All right, so I'm going to ask you to play a song, but first, tell me all about the background of the band. How'd you guys form?
Okay, well, it was a long time ago, in a land far, far away. Eddie, the drummer, and myself, I'm Corey, by the way. We met up through, I guess, a mutual acquaintance, and started, you know, writing music. Didn't have any, like, real serious ambitions other than we just wanted to just to play music, and that's simply it. We thought of maybe you know, in the distant future, maybe playing a concert or a party or something like that, but we never took it too seriously. But as things went forward, and we got the right people in place, such as Blake, our bass player. We met him through a mutual friend, just like a coincidence, really, that we met him. And he joined up just to kind of help us out on bass. He was really just a guitar player. And so he helped us out for a while. And then at one point we were kind of stuck and we were like, well, you know, we didn't anticipate you playing with us for good, but why not? You know, this seems to be working. So he stuck around. And so it was Eddie, Blake, myself. And we kind of ran into Brian through a mutual friend that I had in Denton. And Brian started playing guitar with us, and we performed under the name Moxie, and the Moxie sound was similar to Black Tie, but it didn't have the keyboard influence. It started to evolve. The keyboard influence evolved kind of later, but once we did add the keyboards, Brian and I had a practice or two where we got together and we just. We started writing some things, and I had my guitar with me, but instead of both of us playing guitar, he broke out his piano and started playing some stuff there. I was like, man, I didn't even know you play. This sounds awesome. And so it was just an instant, you know, connection there that we didn't really have before. It was just, it just really mixed well. And then we kind of sorted out, okay, what do we want to be? How do we want to define ourselves? And it started to just kind of evolve into this synth pop sound. So we had, you know, we all were wanted to write pop music, but it had a heavily synth pop influenced, like a lot of melodic lines, like from a synth pop standpoint. So we just kind of called on some of our influences from way back when, you know, like The Cure you know, Echo and the Bunnymen and all these other bands that we kind of grew up listening to. We're like, oh, this, you know, I don't know. We can kind of, you know, bring this back in a way. So before we knew it, we were Black Tie Dynasty, and there we were. We
cool.
Just took off.
You answered about 12 of my questions. I appreciate
okay.
that. That's
I'm good
excellent.
At that.
How about a song? What are we going to hear first?
Okay, well, we're going to play the song called 100 Times, and it's a song from our self-released LP, Down Like Anyone.
Slow down and heed the warning on your path from California on the way back to my house. I should have seen it coming and hear the thunder as the clouds were forming and hear the thunder as the clouds were forming. I convinced the tables would reverse. I was convicted by a force I couldn't see. And convinced the future could survive and seat you next to my side, my dear.
Black Tie Dynasty from Fort Worth joins us live in the studio here at KXT. That's 100 times. Their latest LP, it's called Down Like Anyone. Very nice, fellas.
Thank you.
Excellent. So, okay, you broke up a year ago. What happened?
I don't know. Like, there are probably tons of factors in that factored into it, but I think the main thing is I think our approach was kind of driving us crazy because we were really we were right on the cusp of, you know, becoming like a national, like a band that was seen on a national scale, I think, as opposed to like a local scale. And I think it was really kind of disheartening, I think, to be so close for so long and continue to try every single angle in order to achieve that next level of success. And I think that partly just kind of burned us out a little bit, because I mean we were you know grinding it out, like playing, like doing tours all the time, constantly. Like I was kind of like managing the band, and so you know work all day and then go home and you know book shows and send out you know emails like until like 3 a.m. every day. It's just like it kind of like took its toll on us. I think it took a little bit of the fun out of it, because I think we were trying to do so much, And I don't know. I think we really just needed a break, but we called it a breakup.
Are you back together to stay then?
Well, yeah, we're pretty much open to whatever. I think we just have a different approach about it. I think what we've all discussed is like not, you know, going on like touring, like doing a lot of touring and things like that. Really just kind of leaving the business side out of the equation and just play because we love playing music and we love playing with one another and we love performing with each other and for our fans. So really it's just kind of a no pressure situation now.
How about another song then?
Let's do it.
All right. What are we going to hear?
This song is called I Like You. It's from our LP, Idol released LP Movements.
Try.
Black Tie Dynasty joins us live in the studio at KXT 91.7. That's I Like You from the album Movements. We've been playing a bunch of here at KXT. Very nice, guys. It's great to have you here.
It's great to be here. This is fun.
Are you working on anything right now? Are you recording anything?
We're not recording anything. We're just pretty focused on getting this this first reunion show.
Talk about that show.
Well, it's going to be really exciting. Hope everyone can come. It's this Saturday, July 3rd. It's an outdoor show at Elgin B. Robertson Park, I think. It's called Q Fest, and we're opening up for Joan Jett. It's going to be a cool event, very family-friendly type event, all-day festival. I think it starts on Friday, goes all day Saturday, and then all day Sunday. It's going to be like music, food, and a lot of fun for everybody. So I think it's $8 for adults, $6 for kids, so not going to break the bank there or anything. And we're very excited about it. It's going to be a good opportunity for us to play our first show in front of a lot of people. And that's always exciting. We get really energized by playing live. So
excellent.
Yeah.
Corey Watson, Blake McWhorter, who plays bass, Eddie Thomas plays drums, Brian McCorkadale plays keyboards and on vocals as well. Black Tie Dynasty, our guests in the studio here at KXT. Their newest album is called Down Like Me, and check out their new logo and cover art of the album on their MySpace page. It's really cool, and the new Facebook page too. Also, catch Black Tie Dynasty this Saturday night at Q Fest at Elgin Robertson Park in Rowlett. It's an all-ages show, like Corey said. It starts at 8, and thanks so much for being here today, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Please check out the concerts page at kxt.org for further listings. Have a look around, too, at the in-studio page for other interviews and performances. You're listening to KXT 91.7, Music to the Core.